Mr. Abraham, I want you to build two altars.
That's for that meat to be cooked. Called burnt offering. They have them some kind of a gathering, you know.
Yeah.
What you ain't have?
What?
It come the day that he had to cook the meat. But he didn't know. You see, his wife promised God if she let him get that boy, that she'd be getting back to him. So he got ready for the boy. He said, Abraham, which was the daddy, he's big enough to be there while he's putting the wood and stuff up there for the cooking. He didn't know he was supposed to bend the meat, though. Abraham got the knife for to cut him up. He said, Daddy, why the meat? God, some angel then told Abraham, don't slay that son. Look in the woods and get that ram.
He was just checking him out.
Just checking him out. See, trying his face. Wasn't that beautiful? I had a man tell me, say, about Adam and Eve. I had a women. I seen a bunch of women here about 3 weeks ago, and they was talking about it. Said, Donnie, they blame us women for eating that fruit. And said, they put it on us. What would you say about it? I said, I'd say that Adam did wrong. I said, but that had to be. God of China. He's going to bring a nation here anyhow. But you know, that was the first two, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's going to bring a nation here anyhow, but he tried them to see if he knew they wasn't going to stay in there. So what he did, he told them they could eat in the garden of every tree, but this one. The day you eat this off this tree, the day you die. That's the instruction he gave them. So she took the apple off there and off some of it to Adam and Eve. They said, Donnie, what would you do? I said, after telling me that I'd surely die, I said, you go and eat it. I bet I ain't leaving. We had a big laugh about that. But look, that's the way he knew he was going to do it. But I tell you what happened. The devil got a lot of power here. The devil got in that lake. Call it a river of Nye. And I think that river run right through the garden.
Yeah.
But that through the garden, got up in that bed, that's the tree you got in. And she's under it. And he revealing to her that you ain't gonna die. You just gonna come wide. No good from evil. And that's what happened. God knows he's gonna work out like that before he happened. You see, he said, if today you eat off this tree, and I read in the Sabbath school book every morning while after he put me in that garden, he'd go around there to see about him. Jesus Christ go around there and try to do it or something. He called for him every morning. Say, Adam, he had been around there lots of morning and called for him. He come right on out. After that, off that tree that day, he went right out the next morning and said, Adam, I read this in the Sabbath school book. Adam come with his head to the door and said, we naked. He had been naked all the time. He said, who told you you was naked? That's that. And he knew that up that tree. Become wise, you know. That's what he put him. He knew when he put him in there, it wasn't enough. I said, I'd blame Adam for it, but if it had been me at that time, the way it was fixed, I'd have did just like Adam. You see. Because that had to go like that to bring people. You see, he did a lot of disciples. They very try you, see if you would do what he asked you. There's 18 of us trying to get religion in the church, and I'll be in this bunch. Tell you what happened. I saw the dreams of what they were telling all the time, and it's true. What I got for you, let me see them in the dreams. I asked him to move a dark spot of cloud within the east one day. I was sitting here.
As a cloud?
Just one dark spot. I begged him up here, give me the religion that would save me in a dying hour, to move it. Watch him sitting here. And he let it just tip of disappear until he went off from me. So that was good news. So the preacher wanted to take me in that night. I told that in the church. I told him nothing that night. I want something else. Something else to depend on. Well, you know, let him take it.